Daniel chapter 6. I want you to look now at verse number 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and the princes assembled together to the king and said unto them, thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents, kingdoms of governor of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for how long? How long? Save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Let the church say amen. Father, add thy blessing to the reading of your word. Cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. Help me be a blessing. I pray. Thank you for what we've seen and heard and felt already. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. How many are you thankful for the Bible? God's holy word. As we engage this clash, this intense clash between culture and Christianity, as we seek credible resources for how to navigate what's going on, as we intently contend for the faith, determined that we will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, committed to finish strong, the Apostle Paul said, headed to Jerusalem, not knowing what would befall him. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear to myself, that I may finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received to testify the gospel of the grace of God. It is my prayer that in these last days that we as Christians would say none of these things shall move us. Daniel was one of those folks. He kept his windows open. He was so committed to Christianity, so committed to doing right, so committed to abiding by what God had said, that nothing that was thrown at him, nothing that he was threatened about, nothing that he was propositioned about would knock him off of his post. I would dare say it's hard to find Christians like that anymore. We saw him in his elevated position. He became one of the presidents, one of the top dogs. As a matter of fact, the king wanted him to be in charge of everything. His elevated position set on him an envious plot. That's what we looked at last week, an intense animus, an intentional attempt. What was happening? They were trying to do everything they could to destroy him. And yet the envious plot was met by Daniel's established principles. He had a faithful walk. He had faultless ways, and he had a futile work. In other words, they could not find anything about Daniel's work to convict him, so they had to find something about his character. Now listen to me now. When you're a Christian and you're a child of God, you've got to determine to be a good enough Christian that you can handle the scrutiny of persecution. Listen, everybody wants attention, but some people ain't walking close enough with God to handle it. Be careful when you want to parade yourself. Be careful when you want to put yourself on blast. Be careful when you want to go bragging on how much you walk with God. Because, my friend, when you set yourself up there, you've got to be able to stay up there. So today I want you to look at the evil plan, and then I'm going to quit. The evil plan, write these notes down, and then I'll discuss them very quickly. There was coordinated opposition. There was a conspired order. There was a cunning objective, and there was a convincing outcome. Let me say that again. There was a coordinated opposition. Everybody say coordinated opposition. Everybody say conspired order. Everybody say cunning objective. And everybody say convincing outcome. Now, notice what the Bible said in verse number 4. The presidents and princes sought. Verse 5. Then said these men. Now, verse number 6. Then these presidents and princes assembled. Now, watch this now. When you do right and you do right long enough, there will be a crowd gathering together to bring you down. This is a coordinated effort. This is according to, I'm talking to a couple who's trying to build your marriage on Jesus Christ. I'm talking to a young person who's trying to live according to the Word of God. I'm talking to a single adult who's trying to work through the Bible in order to finding your lifelong mate. I'm talking to parents who are trying to raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I'm talking to a worker who's trying to live right on the job, and yet you find yourself struggling every single day. I'm talking to someone who's trying to take the finances that God has afforded you and steward them properly and be faithful in your giving 52 weeks out. I'm just talking to somebody who's trying to take biblical principles and live them out in your life every day. Listen to me. Your obedience to God will cause a coordinated opposition about you. Nobody ever lived for God who didn't gather a crowd of people who wanted to destroy. You've got to understand, if you're going to build your life on a firm foundation, there will be people trying to knock you off. So the conspired order, they go to the king to make a law, to make prayer to God illegal. Is anybody listening to me? Have you heard how many things that are righteous are becoming wrong? Is anybody listening to me? They conspire, listen, to bring down one man about whom they were envious, they tried to make the best thing going on in town illegal. Did they not realize that Daniel's prayers weren't only helping Daniel? Daniel's prayers were in the benefit of everybody. Let me tell you something. Some people don't realize when you attack a Christian, you're messing with your own livelihood. The best thing on the job is a child of God walking with God. The best thing in America is the remnant living for God. God found a land like Sodom and Gomorrah full of filth and immorality and homosexuality and nonsense, and God was going to destroy a people because of their abomination. You know what God said? If I find 10 righteous people, I wouldn't destroy. Not 10,000, not 10 million, not 100, not 50. 10 righteous people. And I would say to you that God is blessing some people, not because of them, but because of someone else who's decided to do right. People don't realize when you attack Christian people, you're messing with your own self, because the favor of God is rendered based on people who walk with Him. And here they go at Daniel. Let's try to bring him down. The conspired order. Here's what they're saying. King, you make a law to bring him down. The king wasn't really paying attention to what he was doing. They tried to butter him up. In other words, they don't need to pray to anybody except for you. See, they're trying to kiss up to the king. Listen, everybody needs to pray to you. You don't need to pray to a person. A person can't do what God can do. So this conspired order, and this is the cunning objective, and this is what I want you to get, and then I'm going to quit. He said that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man, okay? Not only pray for God, not only can't pray to God, but you can't pray for any man, to any man either. And then notice what they said, for 30 days. Here was their objective. Let's get Daniel to quit praying for 30 days. Everybody listening? Let's get Daniel to quit praying for 30 days. Let me give you this. Habits are formed. Routines are set. Patterns are established in 30 days. Let me say that again. Habits are formed. Routines are set. And patterns are established in 30 days. You see, if they could get Daniel to quit praying for 30 days, they'd get Daniel to break his habit. Now listen to me now, and I'm going to let you go home. You're going to establish your habits in 30 days. I say to people who are looking to try to get their life right in 10 years, somebody in the building wants to have a right destiny in 5 years. Somebody wants to be in the right place in 1 year. Somebody wants to be out of debt in the next 3 years. Somebody wants to be retired or happy or right where you're supposed to be in the will of God in the future. Listen to me. If you want to be right in the future, you can't start with thinking about the future. You got to start with right now. Here's what I want everybody to get. You have to make right choices. You have to sustain those choices for 30 days. Those choices sustained for 30 days will become habits. Those habits will form your character, and your character will secure your destiny. For everybody you're looking at today that's living in destiny, they didn't wake up the day before destiny and decide to walk into destiny. You don't arrive at the destination by turning one turn. You arrive at the destination by putting it in your GPS when you leave the first spot, and you make each turn consecutively to arrive at the destination. Somebody somebody in the building today is trying to live for God next year, but you haven't figured out how to live for God tomorrow. You haven't figured out how to live for God. I want you to find something in your life that you want to be your habit. If you want to pray, if you want to eat right, if you want to memorize scripture, if you want to use the right kind of words, if you want to quit drinking, if you want to be on time to church, if you want to tie, if you want to find anything in your life you need to do, you want to have a better thought life, you want to have a better relationship with your wife, you want to have a better relationship with your parents, you want to be more respectful, you want to quit lying all the time. I just can't quit lying, so I'm just telling to be a liar. Listen to me. If you tell the truth for 30 days, you learn how to tell the truth. You quit lying for 30 days, you learn how to quit lying. Somebody help me preach. Listen to me. You're talking to the man who used to have Chick-fil-A lemonade in the pulpit. I haven't had a drink of anything besides water in more than five times in the last 18 months. You know why? Because I went cold turkey. He said, well, you just can't just do all water. Listen, I knew if I didn't go all the way, I wasn't going to go any other way. Listen to me. Somebody's got to determine if I want to learn how to pray for the rest of my life, I better learn how to pray today and then tomorrow. And for 30 days, I'm going to pray and I'll learn how to pray. And if I establish prayer habits will become my character, and my character will determine. You will not do what you're supposed to do in 10 days unless you build good character. Your character is going to determine that you're where you're supposed to be next month and the next month and the next year and the next year. I'm not worried about what I'm going to be doing in 5 years. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do today, I'm going to form right habits. Those habits are going to form my character. And in 5 years, I can't prophesy, but you come see me in 5 years. If I got good character, I'll be smack dab bullseye, boom shakalaka, right up where God wants me to be. They wanted to get Daniel praying for 30 days. Listen to me, church. If you can't do good choices and you can't sustain those good choices, you won't have good habits, you won't have good character, and you won't have good destiny. Work out all you want to. Get a financial planner. Get a 401k. Eat all the good food you need to eat. See the doctors. Watch all the programs you need to watch. Have all the money in the world. What should it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The only way to live in destiny is to get in tune with the one who has ordained your destiny, and the only way to be in tune, with him is to build character. And so I'm asking you, challenge you, and in the next several months we're going to have some strong challenges. I'm asking you to write a list this week of some habits you need to form and to start today choosing to do them, and give them 30 days, you'll form a habit. I'm a creature of habit. I'm wired that way. Maybe some people say it's a little overboard, but I mean, I get up the same time every day. I eat lunch the same time every day. I walk the same time every day. I eat dinner the same time every day. I get a shower the same time every day. I go to the car wash the same day every week. I go to the barbershop every same day of the week. I read the same. It's not because I want to become a robot. It's because I don't want the devil to knock me off my target. Now, some people form character and it's bad character. Some people drink every day, smoke every day, cuss every day. You scared to say amen, you might think you admit it. Some people drink every day. Say amen, Brother Jefferson. You told me it wasn't a secret. You changed your mind? It's a secret now. What's that? He drinks wine for the stomach's sake. You know? And he does have a stomach. So I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. We got to learn how to build some better habits. Let me quit. No, I'm going to say it anyway. Most people struggle with time and struggling with it for 20 years. There are some people late to church. They were late to church when I was a kid. Now, whose fault is you going to break it or not break it? Some people don't know how to say thank you. I woke up a couple years ago, several years ago on January 1st and said, I'm going to do a better job. And I don't think I was a bad thank youer, but I knew I could be better. So I was going to go out of my way to learn how to say thank you more. Some people don't know how to be polite, to greet. I'm a firm believer when you, it's a habit I form. You know, when you reach out to somebody or to text them, you ought to greet them when you do it. You don't just text somebody in the middle of the day and say, hey, I needed this. No. Good afternoon. How you doing? Some of you catch that because you send me them kind of texts sometimes. Huh? Build a good habit. You know what I'm saying? You know, old folks, you say, did I sleep at your house last night? And kids say, what does that mean? That means you speak when you walk in a room. Huh? How many times have you sat on a pew and then one time looked down at everybody else sitting on the pew and say, good morning? Come on, let's build some good habits. Well, I keep hitting and missing reading the Bible. You know why you keep hitting and missing reading the Bible? Because you keep hitting and missing reading the Bible. You don't keep hitting and missing going to work. Or you keep hitting and missing paying your bills. And you keep hitting and missing sitting in light. Because your house will be dark every other month. Is anybody listening to me? You don't go to work because you love work. You go to work because you need to get paid. You make yourself go because you know you need to be there. Now, why don't you start making yourself read this Bible every day? Amen. We make choices. And our choices form habits. And our habits form our character. And our character secures our destiny. They couldn't get Daniel to stop praying for 30 days. You know why? Because Daniel wasn't going to stop praying for one. One ain't 30, but it's on the road to it. And so when the devil propositions you to quit doing something right for one day, you determine that it ain't going to turn into two. Because before long, it's going to turn into 30. And you will have created a habit that will form your character, and character that will secure a horrible destiny. Somebody say amen. Amen. Father, add thy blessing to the reading of your word. Use it. A little bit longer than I intended to be, but I pray it's been a help and a challenge to all of us. Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one looking around.